You're back on Inside the Numbers with Boji Wood, joined by Mike Benard from OTM Sports, taking a look at bowl games being played this weekend. Troy, 9-4, North Texas, 10-2. These are a couple of former Sunbelt rivals that are going to meet down in the Superdome. Troy, they're still in the Sunbelt, but North Texas moved to Conference USA. Troy leads the all-time series 8-2, and the Trojans coming in on a six-game win streak this year.
Yeah, the Troy offense averaging just under 39 points per game in those six wins, talking about the six-game win streak. That offense has been great, but their defense, number one in all of college football in red zone defense. So teams get inside the 20 and can't do much. Their Troy opponents reached the red zone 39 times and scored only 23 times in those 39 trips. And the Troy defense only gives up 17 points a game.
Yeah, Vic Koning, defensive coordinator there at Troy, has been on the show with us many times. He's got that defense playing really good. 11th in the nation in total scoring defense. And they may catch a break if North Texas leading rusher Jeffrey Wilson doesn't play. He missed the last regular season game and the conference championship game with a broken foot.
Yeah, North Texas offense is not the same without him, and all you have to do is look at those last two games, especially the Conference USA championship game where they got down 34-0 to Florida Atlantic. Before I look at some numbers, let's take a look at a couple of reasons that some of our listeners may want to watch this bowl game if they're not a particular fan of either team. The Mean Green seeking their first 10-win season since 1977, so that's a milestone for their program. North Texas running back Wilson, if he does play, he currently sits in third place with 32 rushing touchdowns, so he gets a chance to move up the all-time list at North Texas. And also, this kid is exciting for Troy. Freshman cornerback Marcus Jones, he broke the Sun Belt record for kickoff return average this year. He also had a 100-yard pick six. He's very dynamic, exciting to watch, and again, that was cornerback Marcus Jones.
North Texas, they've done a great job of improving their facilities. They built a new stadium. Not long ago, this was a team that struggled. They went winless 1 year and then won one, two, three games. And they're with the improvement in facilities and recruiting, they're back in the bowl business. Now, Troy, they've been a fixture in the bowl scene for over a decade now.
Right, and when Troy plays a bowl game, it's very exciting. And you talk about upgrading facilities and elevating your program, and both teams have done that. And as you've noticed, Coach, we don't see Missouri and Oklahoma State and those type teams traveling to Troy anymore because those teams started getting beat. They don't want any part of that. Some bowl numbers for this matchup. Troy's last six bowl games all went over. So to your point, usually an exciting high-scoring game. But remember, this year, the Troy team, that defense is really good, so I don't know if it's going to go over this year. North Texas, when they play out of conference, they're very good. They've covered seven of their last eight non-conference games.
All right, we're going to take a quick break on Inside the Numbers. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Camellia Bowl, Arkansas State, and Middle Tennessee State.